every point of view that appears within our awareness, whether it's in the form of another person, an external situation, or maybe a feeling that we have related to another person, other people, or external situations, are actually all our points of view. And the reason why this is a relief to understand is because it helps us to see that we have the power to choose how we relate to all of our points of view, and that it no longer depends on how other people act, or how the situation of the world spins out, or how uncomfortable or comfortable we feel. Our well-being no longer depends on these various situations. And so it's very good to keep that clear for ourselves, that whatever appears for us is our point of view, even if it's appearing as another person, or the opinion of another person, or the conversation of another person. It's our point of view. and we choose whether we will choose route A or route B. Route A is make a problem out of it, and route B is don't make a problem out of it. So this is very important, because we see then that we're not at the whim of any points of view, that we are totally empowered in any moment to choose to recognize our potential to be free in every moment. When we just instinctively recognize that stable ground of everything that is right here, that the space of awareness in which everything occurs, it's completely so powerful, just recognizing that. And we gain more and more familiarity with that over time, to the point that it becomes more normal for us to rely on awareness. It becomes our habit to rely on awareness. We get used to the fact that it works better than point of view intelligence, and therefore we do it more. And because we do it more, we discover more of its efficacy, and then we do it more again, and then we discover more of its efficacy. So like that, we naturally gain confidence. And the thing is that human beings are really, really powerful. Really, really powerful. Incredibly powerful. And the potency of what we are is such a hugely important resource for us at the moment, for ourselves and in terms of our contribution to the world. So there's many beneficial things that we can do in life, and all of them are fantastic, whatever we're passionate about improving in the world, or whatever we feel moved to contribute to the world, whatever domain that is for us, that's all well and fine and wonderful. And if we can combine that with increasing over time, gradually increasing our confidence in our potency as awareness, then this is 10 times as good. So whatever we're doing, we integrate the practice of clarity into it. And this opens up new horizons that you just cannot see with conventional thinking. You just cannot patch together an expansive perspective. But by taking short moments, this expansive perspective emerges of its own accord, and increasingly so, in ways that we can't predict, really, you know. And we all know that, you know, when we've had a shift in some kind of way, or You know, when we take a short moment with something, we absolutely know instinctively that the difference between relying on awareness and not relying on awareness, and how tremendously powerful that is. And initially that might mostly show up in terms of our own sense of resolving our own suffering. But more and more we'll see that its scope is far wider than that, that it expands out to everyone and everything, that just by taking responsibility for our own inner peace, we're also taking responsibility for the potential of peace in the world. Or if you want to even look at it in another way, is that we are the world. Where does the world occur? And whose choice is it whether it's peaceful or not? So we don't have to run around trying to make the world peaceful. We have complete mastery in that respect, in an ultimate way. So the choice of a short moment is so powerful, and it always comes back to that short moments to recognize clarity and over time to gain more and more familiarity with actually what that is and what implications that has for our everyday life. And so sometimes when we take a short moment, we might feel like, oh yeah, that was great. That definitely was a short moment. And then we think, oh, well, I'm not sure because the next one was different, and maybe I'm not doing it right. But then take a short moment there. And it's like, well, that one was different again. Take a short moment. Take a short moment. Always comes back to short moments. Just recognizing that all appearances are the self-display of clarity. That's always the case, always. Appearances of thinking about what short moments are self-displays of clarity, equal to looking at the blue sky, or looking at trees, or seeing people in the center, or total paranoia, or total joy. Total manic stress or total peace. All of these things are completely peaceful, appearing in and as clarity. So many questions that we have, we'll find that the ultimate answer to every question is just continue to focus on gaining confidence in clarity. And like that, we'll see that we start to see things in a completely different way, whereby many of the things that we thought were problems in our life, that we were desperately trying to fix, we see that even in the beginning they weren't a problem. And so that the solution was always to gain confidence in clarity. Fixing it never fixed it.